UN Tourism, UNWTO, on red alert. The streets are burning in Georgia. The government suspended European integration, although Georgia's constitution includes EU integration as a goal. Citizens went out to protest. The prime minister says he will not allow a revolution. A third night of protests against the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the EU left 44 people in hospital today. Saturday night in Tbilisi witnessed stone-throwing protesters who ignited fireworks while also burning an effigy of Bidzina Ivanishvili, the elusive billionaire who amassed his wealth in Russia and is the founder of the ruling Georgian Dream Party, right in front of the legislative building. Russia sees Georgia as part of its world. The powerful Orthodox Church is adding to this goal. Until last week, Georgia was on the so-called EU path. Now, it seems to be turning 180 degrees away from Europe. U2.B. The Georgian UN Tourism, UNWTO, Secretary General, with the help of the Georgian Prime Minister, campaigned in 2017 and 2021 based on his country's integration as a future European state. Georgia's Prime Minister went to Fethur in 2017 to campaign for his candidate Zurab, promising EU integration. In 2021, two former UNWTO chiefs appealed to Zurab for decency in an advocacy campaign by the World Tourism Network. WTN for decency in the UNWTO election. World Tourism Network, WTN, background. Open letter by former UNWTO Secretary General Francesco Frangiali and Dr. Taleb Rifai. Dear colleagues and friends, we hope this message reaches you in good health in these testing times. We are writing to you today, in our capacity as two former Secretaries General of our esteemed UNWTO, having served in office for a combined 20 years. The famous PM dinner in Madrid during COVID, when the only candidate campaigning against Zurab, Sheikh Hamid bint Mohammed Al-Khalif from Bahrain, was not invited, sealed his re-election for his current second term during COVID. iturbonews.com. Georgia became the partner country for ITB Berlin 2023, and the Prime Minister assured the tourism world that Georgia's commitment to European integration is rock solid. Dignitaries attending from Germany and many EU countries applauded. ITB also opened the ambition for the UNWTO Secretary General to trick his automatic approval for a third term, bypassing an intended limit of two terms. iturbonews.com. The Georgia National Tourism Administration reported that from January to September 2023, 328,909 travelers from EU member states, including the United Kingdom, visited Georgia, making up 6% of the total travelers. It's worth mentioning that the number of international travelers from EU countries is 54.3% higher than in 2022 and 14.7% lower than in January to September 2019. According to the National Statistics Service, in the second quarter of 2023, EU countries made 6,826,642,500 of foreign direct investment, FDI, in Georgia, which is 28.6% of the total FDI, 23,889,553,200.